buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little piece of cloth to use as a
Well,
now
that's 2 or 3 days for that because she wouldn't know what the color was.
Well, I mean, she knew what color she wanted, she might take along a piece of cloth.
She'd take along a piece of cloth, but she didn't know what the color was. Didn't know the name of the color. You understand? She'd take along a piece of the cloth. I had did that myself as a kid, you know, and send it to the store. The cloth used to be in boats, you know. Well, I mean, you still have it that way now, don't you? Oh, that dresses, you do, you ought to know. So they'd roll off a care piece of the cloth there, and they'd roll off like 2 or 3 or 4 yards or whatever it was. Mostly they made their own clothes, most of our people made their own clothes.
What would you say you would have taken to
tell? Take a piece of cloth.
She sees a dress she likes a lot. She says that's a
pretty dress.
Okay. And you might say, well, this dress is pretty, but that one is even
prettier.
Okay. And what would a woman wear over a dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
To sign your name, you need to use a...
Yeah.
Okay. And to hold the baby's diaper in place, you use a... And soup you buy usually comes in a what?
Soup. Mm-hmm. Comes a can.
Okay. What kind?
A champagne.
Mm-hmm. And a dime is worth how much?
A dime. Mm-hmm. $2.50.
Well, or what else would you say?
10 cents.
Mm-hmm. And in the wintertime, when you go outside, you have to put on what? Okay, you might say the coat has fancy buttons. Is that on it or off it?
No, I didn't have one. Most of my head didn't have no buttons at all.
Well, what is that between your coat and your shirt? What would you wear? And people used to wear between
the vest?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got one now.
Then you'd have a coat, your suit would be a coat and a vest and what?
Yeah, a three-piece suit, a coat, vest, and pants.
Would you have any other, what would you call pants that you were wearing around the barn or shop or whatever?
We call them everyday pants, I guess. See, wait a minute, you people wouldn't let us on until Sunday, man. Y'all would let us off the Sunday, and everything we wore, everyday clothes, and then we had Sunday clothes.
What about something that would be made out of real strong material you'd wear for working?
That's wet clothes. Wet clothes.
What about
overalls? Well, we wore overalls too. Then we had some coveralls. As the later years went by, we had you know, it was all in one piece. I saw a lady fabric come on the other coat. And that's really the same as we used to have on the other coat.
Well, if you go outdoors and live without your coat, somebody runs after you and says, brings it to you and says, here, I've left.
When I go without your coat, what happened then?